Did you know you have the power to change your life? It all depends on your beliefs. If you have limiting beliefs, you limit yourself. I'm Becky Beach, and I'm here to help you overcome your limiting beliefs so you can design your dream life. This is the Becky Beach Show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Becky Beach Show. In today's episode, we're going to talk about facing challenges in your business. When I first started my blogging business, I had a number of challenges. For one, I wasn't getting much traffic at all. I wasn't getting, I wasn't making any money either. So that was quite a detriment to my success. And I was only making like $1.50 a month because I had one affiliate that I was working with, which was Survey Junkie. And they would pay $150 for each sign up you got. And it was a free sign up. So that was actually my first, way that I made money with my blog. And there's been so many other challenges, like my friends and family were against me for a while. And so that was difficult to overcome. Like, you just got to overcome different challenges when you're growing your business. You can't just give up, because when you give up in your business, then that's it. You've given up and there's nothing else that can be done because you gave up. You're not trying anymore. The more you try, the more you win. So if you just keep trying new things, then eventually you'll end up finding a way to grow your business. Like, for instance, I was going to quit my first year of my blogging business. And I did feel really bad. I was thinking, well, I'm just wasting my time. I'm like writing all these blog articles. I'm just making $1.50 a month. And then it went up to like $5 a month. And slowly it just kept increasing. And I was thinking, oh, it's still not enough. Then it got to like $100, a month I was making. I was like, gosh, I just didn't feel like that was enough because I really wanted my blog to support me. So in order to overcome that challenge, it was like a mindset issue. I was thinking that I wasn't going to make anything of myself. So I decided to stop blogging for like a few months. And then after a few months, I noticed my content started to rank in Google. Because, it takes like a year to 6 months to start ranking in Google with your blog. And a lot of people will give up the first year because they're just not getting any traffic or traction with their blog because they're just keeping it in the sandbox. So finally, I was able to get out of the sandbox and my content started to rank and I started getting lots of traffic. And over COVID, I got just an insane amount of traffic. Like one day, I got like 5,000 people coming to my blog in a day. And then the next day, I had like 30,000 people coming to my blog in a day. And it just kept going up. And then that way I could get into a good ad network. So I decided to go into Mediavine and they were paying me like $2,000. And then pretty soon I was up to like $5,000 a month just from all the traffic. But if I had given up, then I wouldn't have gotten that money. I would still be working my 9-to-5 to this day. And I was just not happy working my 9-to-5. So I knew I had to find a way to make this blogging business work. I just didn't know what else to do. I had tried other business ideas. Like I tried drop shipping for a while and that wasn't really sustainable because when you drop ship, other factors are at play. It's not totally reliant on you because a factory that sends your product, like they're relied on for the shipping time. And a lot of customers will not wait like a month or two because I was using China to ship the products. And a lot of customers, they started to get upset because they were tired of waiting for their product. And I got lots of chargebacks. And I almost lost my PayPal and my Stripe because of all the chargebacks. But then I decided when I started my new business, I made a new business, identity, a new LLC. And I was able to, get back my PayPal and Stripe. But I just don't really recommend doing a drop shipping type of business because that could be very difficult, to manage. Like I had lots of trouble with my dropshipping business. So I knew that the blogging business was the only way to go for me because I was working a 9-to-5 job. I didn't really have time to, run a store where I couldn't go, to like a brick and mortar store and sit there and earn money. Or I had no money for inventory. So it had to be like a digital home-based business. Like I didn't have the money or even the room to store inventory. So I couldn't, make products and sell them. Like a lot of people do, they'll have like an empty room. They'll just use that for a factory to make products while they're waiting, to get big. And I just didn't have the resources for that. So I knew I had to start, like an online business. And I was very good at writing. I've always been a really good writer. And I enjoyed, writing articles. Like I was in a yearbook when I was in high school, and I liked journalism. I wrote for the student paper quite a bit, and I just loved to write. So I thought the best business for me would be starting a blogging business. And I would write once a week when I was first starting out. So I just faced a lot of challenges with growing my blogging business. So then I decided to start selling printables on my blog. And that's when I really began to flourish because I got all this traffic. And I put like a store on my blog. I did a Shopify store because I used to use Shopify when I was drop shipping. So I installed the digital products plugin, and then I uploaded lots of digital products to the store, like printables and spreadsheets, and I started selling those. But it wasn't until I discovered PLR, which it's really made my business flourish, because it was a challenge where it would take me like 3 weeks to make one printable. But when I discovered PLR, that all changed, and also decided to start hiring people to create products for me as well. And that really changed my business. So if you're facing a challenge where you just don't have the time or money to create your own products, you can always use PLR to do that. PLR stands for Private Label Rights, and it's commercial use content. And there's several different types of PLR. There's written PLR. I've even seen spreadsheets PLR and printable PLR templates that you can just customize with your logo and sell them in your store. And there's just a number of ways. So if you're facing a challenge of having time and money to grow your business and to sell digital products, then I would definitely check out PLR. You can search any niche on Google. Just search like what the niche is and then plus PLR, and then everything will come up and you'll be able to see, you know, PLR in your niche. You can even do like say you're looking for like the mom niche, you're searching for pregnancy planner. So you would go PLR pregnancy planner into Google, and then it would come up a pregnancy planner printable template that you could customize. I even sell a pregnancy planner template in my own store. So there's always a way, you know, if you're facing a roadblock, there's always a way around the roadblock. There's always a solution. So if you're facing a challenge where you just can't do something in your business, you have to just really think for a while and really think a way to get around it. Like I would suggest, you know, purchasing courses. If you're trying to figure out a certain topic, like say you're trying to get, you know, you're trying to get like more SEO to your blog and be found in Google. So I recommend, you know, getting an SEO course and going through that. Or if you're just trying to get Pinterest traffic, then get a Pinterest course and go through that. Like there's always some solution out there for you, like whatever challenge you may be facing. And if you're facing the issue of time, because a lot of people are trying to do this as a side hustle. They're trying to have a side hustle business. And I was there, like I was working 60-hour weeks and I was a contractor. I got no time off. I was just working all the time. And I would sometimes just, when I got home, all I wanted to do was just lay on the couch and watch Netflix. I had no energy. But there's this one day I just had to make a change. I had this horrible boss and he kept telling me I wasn't good enough and I didn't deserve my title and I wasn't creative enough. And he would just treat me so terrible. And I felt like 3 inches tall. You know, I'm a 6 foot tall woman. And I felt like 3 inches when I was around him. Because he was like a lot shorter than me. But when we were both sitting down, like he just loomed over me. And I had really bad posture in my chair. And I would just sink down. And I would just feel him just look over me and just in disgust all the time. And it really ruined my self-esteem. Not saying that I kind of let him do it. Because you can let people hurt you. But there can be people talking to you and saying nasty things. But if you let them, then they'll get through to you. But if you stop them, if you say no, I don't tolerate this, then they won't get to you. So it was kind of my fault too, because I was letting him treat me this way, and I could have just quit, but I was just so worried because I was a breadwinner in the house, and so it wasn't. So I had to make money too. My husband made money, and I made money too. And I couldn't quit because if I quit, then we wouldn't have enough money for our house. Because not like both of us had to work together to pay the bills. So I had to continue working. And I was looking for other jobs on the side. Like I would go to my car and search, you know, LinkedIn for some new jobs or ZipRecruiter. That was a good place. Like I really liked that site. And I would go to Career Builder and look for jobs. But meanwhile, just working for this horrible person it was a toxic boss. So I knew I had to do something. I had to start my blogging business because I had this blog, but I wasn't really serious about it. I started when I was pregnant with my son, but all I was doing was writing journal entries, like about what I ate each night or how I felt about being pregnant. So I had all these journal entries and it wasn't really anything tailored to SEO, which I could be found in search results. It was all just personal stuff. And that's what I was writing about. I write like at least like once a week, you know, on my blog. But I decided to get serious because I just couldn't work for people like this anymore. I had worked for other toxic people in the past. Like this one boss I had, like his mother owned the business. It was a family business. And he was like really rude and condescending. And then when I asked for a raise, he changed my title to something completely different than what I was doing, to a PHP developer. And I was just a front-end developer. I wasn't doing PHP, but he forced me to learn PHP to keep my job. So I was just going crazy trying to learn PHP. So I've had people treat me like that before, and they weren't respectable to me. So I didn't want to work for somebody else like that. And there has been people that I've worked for that were kind, you know, but then again, you never know. You play roulette when you go to a job interview. You don't know who you're going to get, if your boss is going to be. What if they're going to be someone that's totally tyrannical and toxic? You just never know. And I just didn't want to take that chance again, getting another boss that was tyrannical and toxic and would treat me bad. So I decided I need to work for myself. I just can't work these 9-to-5 jobs anymore. I have to do something. So that's why I decided to grow my blog, and I got serious about it. Like, I wasn't very serious about my blog at first. I was just a hobby blogger, if anything. I just, like, you know, I wasn't really blogging about anything serious. So I decided to start taking blogging serious, and I'm invested in courses. I got invested in SEO and Pinterest courses and marketing courses. I knew nothing about marketing, absolutely nothing. I knew nothing about video editing. I knew nothing about email. I've only sent like personal emails. I've never sent emails to like a wide range of people before. I didn't know anything about marketing. Like, I took a marketing course in college and I got a B, but that was about all the marketing training that I've had. And I did take an advertising course, and I didn't get very good grades in advertising either, but I wasn't really taking it serious then either. Now, my major was in graphic design, but I just couldn't find a job doing graphic design. So I had to turn to doing website coding when I graduated, because I did make websites in high school. So I started getting jobs and making websites. And that wasn't really what I wanted to do. I wanted to be like a graphic designer and work for an ad agency, but no ad agencies would hire me. So I had to get jobs, you know, in IT. And the thing with IT, it's mostly men. So in a lot of departments, I was the only woman on the team. And I was a senior level for 15 years. It took me like that long in working these jobs because nobody would promote me to management. And it was just very difficult. So I knew I had to, you know, grow my own business. I couldn't work for these companies anymore. I had to do something. So that's why I decided to start my own business. And I did face like several challenges, you know, like I wasn't getting traffic or sales. So that's when I decided to invest in courses. And I did lots of reading. Like, I would watch YouTube videos on how to do business and marketing. And I also listened to many business podcasts. Like, a really good podcaster I think you should listen to is James Wedmore. He's a really good business. He has like a podcast called Mind Your Business Podcast. And I would listen to his podcast a lot. And Jim Fortin is really good. Like, I actually invested in his coaching for many years, and he really helped me succeed. So I recommend him too if you're looking for someone, you know, and that's really high end, but he's like really expensive. Like, I like to, when I coach, I like to offer, you know, affordable prices, because I've been there where I didn't have much money, and I want to help people, you know, that don't have much money, that really want to grow their business, but they just can't afford to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on something. So all my products are very low priced and reasonable. I do have some high ticket offers, but the majority of them are low ticket. So I just really recommend finding a good coach. And if you're interested, I have a membership. It's called the Business Beach Club. And it's only $29 a month. And you get all my courses. I have an entire library of courses that could help you overcome any challenges you may face. And if you have a particular challenge that you're facing that there's not a course about, then let me know. And I'll create a course about it. Like, I get ideas for my members on courses. And right now I have maybe like 15 or so courses in the basic membership. And I got even more in the pro membership. The pro membership, you get 4 mastermind calls each month. And then you also get like unlimited email coaching. And also you get like a PLR customization. But I'm going to be turning that into like a Voxer office hours. Voxer is this app that's like a walkie-talkie app. So if you're over, if you're trying to overcome any challenge, I really recommend that. Because, you know, I paid $5,000 in courses when I started. I spent so much money. My husband says, you just got to stop spending so much money on this pipe dream. That's what he told me. Because I spent like $5,000 and I had a little baby at the time. I had my Brian and he was only like 2 years old. And that was when I was getting serious about my blog when he turned two. And I said, I just got to do something. I can't, you know, just sit here and like work these jobs and be treated this way. Like, I'm better than that. I'm better than being told that I'm only like not good enough. And I'm not creative enough. Like, I'm better than that. I don't deserve that shit. So I just knew I had to get out of that lifestyle and start my own business. Cause, you know, I like working for myself. I don't like to sit here and have someone else tell me what to do. And I like to have a flexible schedule. Like, I like to take time off when I need to. Like, if my son is sick, you know, when I was working some of these jobs, like when I took time off, I got no money. I did not get paid because you get a certain amount of sick time. And if you're a contractor, you don't get any sick time. If you don't work, you don't get paid. You get no time off. Like, there has been some places I contracted at where they would let me work extra hours to get time off. Like, if I wanted to get a day off, I could work extra hours to complete the day throughout the week. Like I'm spending more time at the office, because there has been some good flexible jobs, but majority of them, if I didn't show up, I would not get paid. You know, I got bipolar disorder. I cannot sit at these jobs all the time and totally be ready for work. Cause some days I'm not ready for work. I just don't feel like doing anything. Like, I have moody days. So now, because I have my own business, I could take time off if I need to, if I get too stressed, because stress is a trigger for my illness. So if you're like me and you have like a disability and you're thinking that's a challenge, like, you really should think differently, because, you know, disability is just a problem, you know, that you have that just you can overcome. And you can overcome any disability if you think about it. And any behavior can be learned, like anything can be learned. So I knew nothing about marketing. I knew nothing about business, absolutely nothing. And I just taught myself all these strategies to be a good marketer and a good business owner. And some people consider me a really good marketer. Like, every time there's an affiliate contest, a lot of times I'll be like the first three places in the contest, because I just am such a good affiliate marketer nowadays. And I'm very good at talking to my list, and I'm very personable in my messaging. So if you're facing the same challenges, I really recommend you check out my membership, because that would save you so much money. If I had that membership when I was first starting, like, I would just be in such a better place right now, probably making millions of dollars if I had a membership like this when I was first starting, instead of having to pay over $5,000 for individual courses, because you just pay $29 a month. You get access to my entire course library. And plus, I give a PLR, commercial use, bundle each month. So you get a bundle of products that you can resell and customize. So it's a very great, great deal. And let me know what challenges you're facing. You can always email me at mombeach.com if you have any challenges. And I'll definitely get back with you. I answer every single email that I'm given. Like, every time someone emails me, I make sure to answer them, you know, at least 24 hours. But on the weekend, sometimes I don't answer emails. But if you ever have a question or anything, just email me and I'll get back with you, because I really want to help you succeed. If you're facing any challenges in your business, or even if you're just not really ready to start a business, you just don't know if it's for you, you can always email me and ask some questions. I'm really open to answering questions to anybody that may have trouble. Because a lot of people are afraid to talk to me, but they really shouldn't, because I really enjoy helping people. I just feel like I'm on this earth to provide value to people and help them, you know, be like me and have their own business and be successful. Because I make multiple six figures a year, I'm able to support my family through my business. And I really feel like I'm here to help. Like, I feel I'm being called, you know, to be, you know, a value provider and to help people achieve, you know, their passion project, their passive income business. I really want to be there and help any way I can. Like, I just feel very, very called to help anybody that I can. So I really recommend you reach out to me if you're having any trouble. And you can also join my membership for $29 a month. And if you want even extra help, I have the pro coaching, where you get, you know, four coaching calls a month. And it's a very tight knit group of people in the coaching calls. And they get plenty of assistance from me. And you get unlimited email coaching as well. And that is $99 a month. So I really recommend you check that out if you're facing any challenges in your business. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day. Again, go to the show notes at mombeach.com/podcast and check out my membership at businessbeachclub.com. That's businessbeachclub.com. Hope you have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Becky Beach Show. Please go to mombeach.com/podcast to learn more about my podcast and for show notes. If you want a free printable goal planner, please go to mombeach.com/subscribe. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Have a great day. Goodbye.